Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Insane Kings Podcast. I think the only person who told the full truth this week was AI, Chuck Schumer. Schumer is, of course, the leader of the Democrats in the Senate.
Look, guys, there's no way to sugarcoat it. Nobody likes Democrats anymore. We have no voters left because of all of our woke trans bullshit. Not even black people want to vote for us anymore. Even Latinos hate us. So we need new voters. And if we give all these illegal aliens free health care, we might be able to get them on our side so they can vote for us. They can't even speak English, so they won't realize we're just a bunch of woke pieces of shit, you know, at least for a while until they learn English and they realize they hate us too.
Well, after Trump posted that to Truth Social, and you can't see it because this is a podcast, but standing next to Chuck Schumer, AI, fake Chuck Schumer, obviously, but a version more honest than anything in the real world, is Hakeem Jeffries, leader of the Democrats in the House, wearing a sombrero with a Mexican mustache. It's insane thing number 6. And some days, I think we don't even realize how far we've come. Folks, if any Republican had posted a thing like this, Mexican music, Hakeem Jeffries dressed up as a Mexican, what, 12 years ago, 10 years ago even, that person would have been pounced upon by the Republican Party and canceled and probably forced to resign. And a whole round of Republican leaders would have been dragged onto CNN and ABC, NBC, CBS and forced to condemn them. And everybody would be embarrassed. It'd be a nightmare because, folks, Republicans were still very much a pro-amnesty, pro-open borders party. They were largely in the grip of the Bush family. That was why they were. No one would have dared to make a political point by posting such a thing. It was unthinkable. Heck, we were only 2 years out at that point from, remember when Romney lost and the Republican Party did a forensic analysis of why and produced a 200-page report saying that what we really needed to do was get behind amnesty so that legal Hispanics who could vote would like us, and that's why Romney had lost. We need to be more pro-open borders, more pro-illegal immigrant. With, remember, even Lindsey Graham sharing, no one's going to vote for you if you're going to deport their grandma. Turns out they will, if they will vote for you, if you're Donald Trump. So, folks, just putting that video out, which so perfectly made our point, everybody laughing at it. And if you're not an internet junkie like me, you didn't see it trend over and over and over and over on X and TikTok. You didn't see the fallout. Not only did we put it out, not only did nobody in the Republican Party dare condemn it, Trump had Caroline Leavitt, his spokesperson, actually play it on a loop on two big screens in the press room for the press corps. So they had to watch it over and over and over. We did something all of this, folks, that's insane. And it's insane thing number six that we're starting with. We did something I've never seen before. We didn't back down. Not when they called us racist. Not when they lied. And not when they did something where we've never been able to win before. Folks, we've never won a shutdown battle before. Ever. We didn't even dare fight government shutdown battles. We just gave Democrats whatever they wanted and went on our way. Because we've lost every one of these shutdown battles since I've been doing this 17 years. And when the Democrats said, racist, 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 normally we run for the hills in terror. Instead, we laughed at them. And you know what happened? Nothing. Folks, when you understand that we came within less than five votes of passing amnesty under George W. Bush, and we're here now, it's unthinkable. Donald Trump has literally changed everything. Here's what not backing down sounds like. When J.D. Vance was asked about the horrific racism that, look, everybody online, except maybe three Antifa members, knew was a joke. There's no real racism here. He didn't crack. Letting Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats know exactly when the sombrero memes would stop.
I think it's funny. The president's joking and we're having a good time. You can negotiate in good faith while also poking a little bit of fun at some of the absurdities of the Democrats' positions and even, you know, poking some fun at the absurdity of the Democrats themselves. I mean, I'll tell Hakeem Jeffries right now, I make this solemn promise to you that if you help us reopen the government, the sombrero memes will stop.
Folks, and it's not just the sombrero memes. Up until now, no Republican would ever conceivably actually cut the federal government, most particularly federal employees. I mean, it's just unthinkable. And yet Republicans are now bragging that the firing is going to begin any day. It's going to be thousands, billions of dollars are going to be cut in programs that we didn't want anyway. In fact, we might even do the DOGE cuts while government is shut down. Folks, this is what total winning looks like. With Trump posting on Truth Social, I have a meeting today with Russ Vogt, that's his budget manager, to determine which of the many Democrat agencies, most of which are a political scam, he recommends to be cut, and whether or not those cuts will be temporary or permanent. I can't believe the radical left Democrats gave me this unprecedented opportunity. They are not stupid people, so maybe this is their way of wanting to quietly and quickly make America great again. Even more devastating for the Democrats, this politics poll number from Atlas Intel shows among, get this, black voters, Trump approval right now, 54%. Disapprove, 46%. That's an astonishingly good number for a Republican president. Same poll, listen to this, overall 18 to 29, 49% approve, 44% disapprove. Folks, that is a total failure of Democrat messaging. Trump approval on immigration, approve 49%, disapprove 44%. You know what's going on here? Trump is literally taking the rest of the Republican leadership, grabbing them by the scruff as much as they've clashed, and force marching them into winning, something they normally don't like to do. Insane thing number five, this new trend I'm going to be talking a lot about on this podcast and on my show, of the Democrat, and they must have had a meeting about this. I mean, they must have put out a memo that the Democrats are now pretending as a group, as is their media. So that's how you know they're all on the same page, that history began in January of 2025. The lies they're telling you now are astonishing. Not that they're lying. Democrats always lie. In fact, they almost never tell the truth, but that they think they can get away with it in the era of the internet, that they would actually claim with a straight face something so easy to check as whether the federal government's been paying for Medicaid for illegals. Here's Nancy Pelosi, asked about that yesterday.
The Trump administration has alleged that Democrat proposal would allow California to continue a loophole and uploading here to exploit, to fund Medicaid for undocumented immigrants.
I write most of these bills. The federal government does not. And no federal dollars are spent on people who are undocumented.
This was fascinating to watch this week because it went so fast. They tried all their usual tricks. Well, Republicans came out and said, listen, the Democrats are demanding that we either give them $1.5 trillion to put the 1.4 million illegal immigrant policyholders back on Medicaid. Understand, these are policies. So some of them are for one single illegal immigrant, but some of them are for an entire illegal immigrant family. They were costing $16 billion a year, and it's illegal. The 1996 Social Security bill makes it very clear illegals cannot get these welfare benefits. The Democrats just lying, as if the CBO had never scored that health care, Medicaid, for illegals, as if it's not written in multiple reports. First, they did the trick of, well, we'll just black out that Republicans are claiming this in the mainstream media. That lasted about 48 hours. It didn't work. So then they began lying and denying it. That lasted about 24. It didn't work. Then they came out and admitted, Ro Khanna and several other Democrats, okay, we are funding illegal immigrants, but it's hardly anything.
The amount of money that actually is going towards people who are undocumented is such a small portion of the Medicaid cuts.
Here's the game the Democrats were actually playing. They were out there, and you heard Nancy Pelosi do this earlier, pretending, well, no, Obamacare makes it illegal to give illegal immigrants, health care money, Medicaid, Obamacare subsidies. Hey, oh, we're not doing that. The federal government's not doing that. She means directly, as in cutting direct payment. What happened was these Democrat states passed laws saying, hey, we're going to give it to illegal immigrants, and then started signing people up. And so what had to happen was Congress had to pass a law, and they did in the big, beautiful bill, saying reimbursement payments from the federal government for Medicaid could not be given for illegal immigrants. Here's what the Congressional Budget Office writes. This is incredible that Nancy Pelosi would deny all this. The big, beautiful bill, Trump's bill, that passed earlier this year, restricts federally subsidized health benefits. It limits Medicaid, Medicare, and ACA, that's Obamacare, subsidies to U.S. citizens, lawful permanent residents, okay, blah, blah. The bill, talking about big, beautiful bill, ends enhanced federal reimbursement for unauthorized immigrants' emergency services and closes loopholes that previously allowed improper enrollment. The CBO, Congressional Budget Office, which Democrats are normally a big fan of because it really leans left. Here's what they wrote. CBO projects more than $200 billion in federal savings over the next decade from the big, beautiful bill provisions that tighten immigrant eligibility for Medicaid, Medicare, and ACA. So that's them saying it's there. It was there. We were spending $16 billion a year, which is quoted in another report from the CBO, and I've attached the links for this. We're spending $16 billion a year, and the big, beautiful bill ended it. Well, the Democrats were demanding that that section of the big, beautiful bill be struck. That way, the illegals will go back to getting it. The specific section, if you want to look it up, is 71109, Alien Medicaid Eligibility. It's very, very clear. And as I explained in yesterday's podcast, here's what's going on here. If this seems schizophrenic from the Democrats, what's happening is this. Very quickly, they know that in 250 days, Trump has deported 2 million. No one thought he'd get that far, including me, in the entire term. 400,000 picked up and deported by ICE, and another 1.6 million removed themselves, taking Trump's offer of a free plane ticket and $1,000 to start their new life. Democrats are in a cold panic because ICE did this with just 1,500 ICE enforcement teams. We're about to hire another 10,000 people. We may get all their future voters out. So, folks, if you've seen the jobs numbers, we're getting the truth, I think, about the jobs numbers under Biden. In other words, there were no jobs. So these illegal immigrants, they don't have jobs, and now they just lost their health care. And it's a lot more than 1.4 million losing their health care, too, because, again, some of these illegals are Medicaid policyholders. They cover more than one member of their family. So the Democrats are absolutely desperate to telegraph to the illegals, hang on, hold on, we're going to get your health care back. Don't leave. Normally, they could send a message like this in the pre-internet days because they could put it out through their NGOs while their media would tell a different lie. No, no, not us. We're not funding Medicaid for illegals when they know damn well they are. In the internet, they can't message like this. They can't. They can't hide that they're talking out of both sides of their mouth. It killed them this week. That's why you're seeing those numbers with black voters and with young voters that you're seeing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Insane thing number three. I've been warning you. I think I'm the only pundit in this entire country that I could figure out who's been saying this, except maybe the Attorney General of Texas, that the Democrat Party has been merging with the cartels in much the way that the Mexican government, that the Mexican leading party is merged with the cartels, so that you can't tell one ends and where the other one begins, that this cartel infrastructure is dug in deep, particularly these Democrat areas, and that it is used to move drugs, children, that is illegal immigrant children, and illegal immigrant future adult voters into the country. This infrastructure exists. Ken Paxton warned about it. I'm not going to torture you with playing the clip again. I've been playing it on this podcast for 2 years. But he said they're building a network that's meant to survive beyond Biden's term in office. I've played it so many times for you before. Trump seems aware of this network, and he is systematically destroying it, whether it is in international waters where he's blowing up their boats, that, you know, bring in the drugs, to going into these Democrat cities and ripping the cartel networks out by the roots. It's brilliant the way he's doing it. He tags it generally that he's going into Chicago and Portland to deal with crime, Democrat crime. And yet when he goes in, look what he's doing. Like in Chicago, as the leaders, the Democrat leaders scream bloody murder, he picked up 800 illegal immigrants. And their records, oh my gosh. Folks, these are internationally wanted gang members from every country on earth. And it's not just Hispanic countries, Lithuania, Poland, Latvia. And their records are very interesting. Almost all of them, you can see their nexus to the cartels. They've got some kind of charge for weapons running, gun running, human trafficking. But so many of them also have criminal convictions for rape and most especially child sex offenses. Many are unregistered convicted sex offenders who've been in the country for a number of years. And you can see who was moving those 300,000 missing children through the network. I mean, think about this. If you're moving children through to sell them for sex, which I think is the primary thing they were doing with those 300,000 illegal immigrant children, even if you're a cartel hardened gangbanger, You can't even use those guys to sexually abuse kids. You got to staff your cartel network with pedophiles. Those are the only people who can handle seeing that kind of abuse without cracking up on a daily basis. Now, what's amazing about, and we've seen this in city after city, we're just seeing it in Chicago now, so many of these 800 illegal immigrants have some kind of improper child sex conviction, which is incredible because they're just running around Chicago. They're in some part of, you know, criminal processing, but they're all out. And of course, the sanctuary city won't cooperate with ICE. Now, listen to the Democrat mayor Pritzker of Illinois and the Democrat mayor of Chicago scream bloody murder after Trump comes in and picks up these thugs. And I'll put a link with a lot of just a lot of folks' criminal records. It'll blow you away what was in Chicago. And the Chicago area, 800 of them. Folks, this isn't just rounding up some illegals working at a hotel or something. This is a true ripping out of these cartel networks.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, is doing its job to arrest violent illegals in Chicago. Now some numbers coming in since the launch of Operation Midway Blitz. So far, federal agents have arrested more than 800 illegal immigrants who include convicted rapists, child predators, and murderers. Illinois Democrats still don't appreciate the help.
We are telling this unwarranted and unconstitutional occupation by ICE and potentially by military troops to get out of Chicago. You are not helping us.
The reality is that this stunt has nothing to do with public safety. This is about politics, money, and power.
That's Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, Democrat, and Brennan Johnson, Chicago Mayor, Democrat, screaming. They want their 800 illegals back. Why? They know this is a human trafficking network, brings them their voters. This is what they're getting violent over. This is the parameters of the new civil war. We either get these people out or we lose our country because they're eventually going to get amnesty. Which leads us to insane thing number three. It's all connected. Folks, I have been telling you for years, 11 years, as Democrats sought to defund the police and Obama put out a plan for having police top brass at all the police departments in the country actually be federal employees into the federal government, deep inside those reports where they were going with this. They wanted to defund police agencies, weaken them, or alternatively have them answer to the federal government to take them out of the control of mayors and city councils so they could then. But Democrats love police. You got to understand this. They just want the police to answer to the party, as it always does in places like China, USSR, you know, other authoritarian left-wing regimes, and crimes of interest to the police to be disagreeing with them politically. That's what they want. So what they're doing in Portland is really the model, and you should take a close look at it. I've been screaming, you know, on this podcast and on my show, I've been screaming about it for months now, because for 90 days, Antifa has and Black Bloc liberal protesters have terrorized that ICE facility. They've had to keep a permanent sniper on the roof round the clock just to keep them off of these ICE agents. And as you know, and as Fox News has reported, and I've played it for you before, when they come in, when they assault ICE agents, when they try to break into the building, the Portland police never, ever come. Don't miss the key distinction, what that means. Who are the top law enforcement in Portland? Antifa and the Black Bloc thugs. In fact, if you go to my ex account right now, at Tara Servatius, you'll see one of the two videos. I've actually got both of them. One's way down, though. Of Antifa screaming at the Portland police to leave and walking toward them, and they turn and they go. The Portland police follow the orders of Antifa. This is the model that Democrats want for the nation. Another video on my X feed right now. It's reporter Katie Davenport. She goes out there and an Antifa activist female tries to gouge her eye out with a flagpole, does it right in front of a Portland police officer, who not only does nothing, but then tells her it's too dangerous for him to arrest the Antifa thug. Why? They're not allowed to. These people have become untouchable. Folks, you're watching the rest of the two-tier justice system unveiled. And if it goes like the Russian Revolution, as I've told you for years, eventually they'll be able to kill us, assassinate us, torture us, and they won't be picked up by police. No one will touch them. No jury will convict them because their friends will be at the juror's home that night. Now, this is tiny and it's in its infancy, but Trump is right to break it up with force. I want you to hear the director of ICE in Portland describe exactly what I'm telling you in an interview with Fox News. You know what's interesting? This is the first time she's spoken on the record about this. I think until now, until she got the federal backup, she was afraid to. She's talking about how they call and call and call for police backup because they're surrounded or they're being assaulted and the police aren't allowed to come. This is the ICE director of the Portland ICE building.
They're not really supposed to respond to this building. Mm-hmm. There have been folks that have been assaulted right down here on the street.
Is that frustrating?
It is frustrating. It's frustrating for us to watch people be attacked on the street and know that we don't have the authority to be able to really step in unless there's some nexus to federal law. Mm-hmm. That's frustrating for us.
And that in part is why President Trump has said he is sending the National Guard here to Portland. He says the locals aren't doing their job when it comes to protecting this federal facility. So he's going to send the military in.
Now, here is the police chief of Portland lying about this situation.
But I just want to emphasize, this is one city block. City of Portland is about 145 square miles. This is one city block. And even the events that are happening down there do not rise to the level of attention that they are receiving. You know, 30-second, 20-second, 15-second clips.
But it's so much worse than what he's saying. He's just lying there, basically. Because the Portland police also allow the Antifa Black Bloc thugs to terrorize ICE and their families at home. Here's Carly Shimkus talking about the rest of the Bill Malusian interview on Fox News.
The director of Portland's ICE office, the woman that you just heard from, she says that her employees are getting doxxed. They're getting followed to their houses. And she says that sometimes a crowd of 50 people in about 30 minutes can turn into 1,000. There's about 20 people in that facility. And she's worried that these protesters are going to take the whole facility over. And then you have the mayor and local politicians there not stepping in and doing anything to stop this. I mean, have you ever seen a situation like this?
Well, look, just like 2 weeks ago, we had the lunatic shooting a very, very, you know, dangerous weapon at our ICE officials, killing a couple people. So it's getting very explosive. This is a national security situation. As you know, Carly, President Trump has basically declared the Antifa protest is a domestic terrorist. So what I'm looking forward to is now all these people that are helping to fund these operations, that are trying to agitate, our law enforcement and go after our law enforcement, they're going to be held accountable because they're going to follow the money and they're going to identify the people that are providing material support to these terrorist organizations trying to destroy our country.
That's exactly what they're doing with these black blocs. That's why they've sent federal troops all the way to Portland for one simple reason. They're going to sit them down. They're going to say, who are your leaders? Who are you in contact with in other states? We'll put you away for 20 years for conspiracy. Who's funding you? What is the web? What are the connections? Folks, it's going to go straight back to the Democrat Party and the Democrat Party's donors. That's all coming. But Trump has got to lock these people up that are around these facilities before they start going to people's homes, torturing and killing them, like during the Russian Revolution, which lasted 20 years of terror by these exact kind of groups. I'm telling you, that is the playbook that the Democrats are using.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Insane thing number two. That same Atlas Intel poll I quoted earlier has the public blaming the government shutdown, 64.6% on Democrats and 35.4% on Republicans. A total win this week for messaging. There's a slickness here in actually engaging in the fight and winning it I've never seen in the Republican Party before. I mentioned that at the beginning of the podcast, but that slickness cuts both ways. What's incredible is they've gotten everybody to rally behind passing this CR, screaming and yelling, and talking about the Republican leadership's done this, screaming and yelling that, the Democrats want us to spend an extra $1.5 trillion on the illegal immigrants and their health care and funding for Democrat news media that's falling apart. And we've all rallied to their support. No, no, shut it down instead. No, no, pass the CR as it is. Stand strong. And the slickness, like I said, cuts both ways. Nobody's asking, what CR? What's a CR? It's a continuing resolution. In other words, a continuation of a budget. This particular CR is on its 13th pass. And Republicans, including Caroline Leavitt and Mike Johnson, are even going out there saying, why are Democrats refusing to vote for it now? They'd voted for it 13 other times. This is the 14th time. Again, what CR? Nancy Pelosi's budget. Wait, what? Yeah, it became Joe Biden's budget, even though we were in charge. In fact, we've been in charge since 2023. We've been passing Nancy Pelosi's budget, which is normally why the Democrats go right for it. I mean, they are right now in polling the least popular that they have been as a party for 30 years. They can't get anything through. And we're still passing their budget? Listen to Caroline Leavitt admit that in not so many words. She's Trump's spokesperson.
Democrats have voted for the clean continuing resolution that Republicans introduced 13 times in the past. 13 times. They voted for it as recently as March. And now all of a sudden, they are shutting the government down and they are holding our country hostage over a partisan political matter that the vast majority of the country disagrees with. And they know it's so unpopular.
Again, why would Democrats vote for this 13 times? This would be the 14th if they get it through. Because it's their budget funding their priorities. A continuing resolution simply continues the budget from before. What if we were to make cuts? What if we were to go through and strip out the hundreds of billions of dollars of woke programming? What if we were to get closer to balancing the budget? Well, that would require 12 appropriations bills because we could go line by line by line and cut stuff. And Mike Johnson, when he won way back in 2023 to be speaker, promised right away there'd be appropriations bills. That's the way Congress used to appropriate money. I mean, for decades after decades after decades. Well, it never happened. That was 2 years ago. Now Mike the Knife is saying, hey, just 7 more weeks. I need just 7 more weeks of a continuing resolution. Yeah, right. Sure, Mike. What happens after 7 weeks? Well, they go on vacation again, pretty much. Come back and then go on their December vacation, in which case they'll tell us they're back against a wall and need a new CR. This is how the Republicans keep passing the Democrats' budget. But the thing is, with X, people on our side are beginning to figure it out. And it's becoming harder and harder and harder for them in public opinion on our side. So this was actually a brilliant distraction maneuver. I wish I could show you Fox Business anchor Stuart Varney's face as Mike Johnson talks to him about this. Mike Johnson, of course, being the Republican speaker. Johnson's going on and on in this clip about how Russ Vogt, who is actually is a good guy, Trump's budget director, is going to go wild cutting, I don't know, hundreds of billions of dollars, maybe making the Doge cuts. Stuart Varney's almost glaring at Johnson as Johnson brags about all the cuts that he and his other conservative friends can't wait to make. Cuts to what? Stuart Varney knows the continuing resolution that Mike Johnson, the Democrat budget, the Nancy Pelosi budget that Mike Johnson keeps passing. That's what the cuts will be to.
It is coming. Russ is the expert. He's our dear friend, and he's in an unenviable situation. It's not one that he relishes. Look, you and I and Russ and all conservatives, we've always wanted to limit the size and scope of government, but we'd rather do it through the legislative process and not under duress like this. So what Russ has to do, because he's the director of the Office of Management and Budget, he has to do what anybody in his position in this situation would do. That is to look at the balance sheet to figure out how to make the dollars go to the services and the positions and the policies that are essential versus those that are not. Now, Russ is going to look at that through the same lens that Larry Kudlow and Mike Johnson would look at it, because he's going to say, you know, which one of these makes sense? Which one of these follow the policy priorities of President Trump and this administration? Because that's who he works for. Now, if you had a Democrat, a big government, woke, progressive liberal sitting in that seat, they'd look at that balance sheet very differently.
The hypocrisy here from Mike Johnson is almost as astonishing as the hypocrisy from Nancy Pelosi earlier in this podcast. He's talking about cuts to his own spending proposal. And folks, remember, I've played you the audio in the past of panicked Republicans going, hey, I'm sitting in my committee. We're supposed to have appropriations bills. We're supposed to be marking them up. We're supposed to be making cuts. And we haven't seen any. There aren't any. We're doing nothing. Yeah, because Mike doesn't put them through. Because if Mike put them through, these Republicans would expect to vote on them. And he can't let that happen. So, folks, this is a con job all around. Although, to their credit, I will give Mike Johnson and to some extent Donald Trump some leeway here, because no, it probably would be hard for them to get the votes to put this through. And maybe the only way to do it is to lard it up, let the Democrats pass their budget and then go back and try to cut what you can. But, folks, it creates a terrible, terrible situation. But yeah, suffice it to say, insane thing number two was the fact that for all our victories, we're still passing the Democrats' budget. How in the hell do they win like that when they're the least popular they've been in 30 years and don't even have the votes to put through their own budget? It's crazy. Insane thing number one. Finally, insane thing number one, the coming violence and what's driving it. We'll start with what's driving it first. 42 federal judges just signed a letter decrying the fact that for the first time in American history, the bedrock First Amendment right of American citizens to disagree with their government, disagree with their president, is under unprecedented attack. That we have a free speech murder on our hands. No, not Charlie Kirk. They don't give a damn about him. These are liberal judges. No, the free speech murder is James Comey. The left-wing media love this. They went wild with it. It's a claim by these 42 judges that James Comey is only being prosecuted for the so-called crime of disagreeing with the president. And again, that for the first time in history, in American history, the bedrock First Amendment right of American citizens to disagree with their president is under unprecedented attack. Folks, again, this is as if all history began in January 2025. I won't go through the history of censorship of us with you again. You're exhausted, I know, of me talking about it. They act like none of it happened over the last 10 years. They act like literally this week, Trump didn't just settle a case with YouTube for censoring him. He settled two others, by the way, one with Facebook and one with Twitter for censoring him at the request of the government, about $20 million in each case. They ignore all of that. It's the most Orwellian thing I've ever seen. And what is, you remember, the greatest command of the party, according to Orwell? to ignore the evidence right before your eyes. So these judges are putting this out there, that James Comey is a free speech victim, that he's only being prosecuted because he criticized the president. Well, here's the thing. He was under oath when he did it. Yeah, and he was talking to Congress. They weren't asking for his opinion. They were asking whether he leaked classified documents, which is kind of a felony. He lied when he said no. See, you don't get to do that under oath. Comey knows. He's prosecuted a lot of people on Team Trump for supposedly lying to Congress or lying to FBI agents, which under law is a kind of perjury. Mike Flynn would know. It ruined his life, that they can frame you for. So James Comey has literally prosecuted and investigated people for the very same charge, that perjury charge that he's now facing. These judges don't mention any of that. The mainstream media and these judges also don't mention the charge that actually interests me the most against Comey. There's a second one, although you wouldn't know it from their coverage or their letter. It's an obstruction charge. See, he obstructed Congress and lied to Congress to keep them from finding out that the CIA had told him long before the election there was no Russia collusion, there was no Russian bots, and there certainly wasn't any Russian hacking of election sites. Now, we've learned in the last 2 months that was actually federal contractors hired and paid by Hillary to fake the hacking of election boards to make it look like there was an attack on our election. Comey knew the whole thing. He withheld all of that from Congress. That's the obstruction charge. Again, these judges don't mention that. And here's the problem. If you look at these violent Black Bloc Antifa liberal thug types that are in the streets and those who egg them on the internet, you'll notice they have something in common. They're young. They don't remember a lot of this. They weren't, you know, they may have been middle school. They may have been, you know, high school. They weren't tuned into politics. They don't remember any of this. And so when these judges tell them that under the dictatorship of Trump, we are in the worst place ever for free speech rights, it scares them. They think they need to fight. And they're already mentally ill anyway. A lot of them, they're Democrats. I don't mean that facetiously. I'm truly, they admit that to pollsters. They admit it to Gallup. A full 50% of the females and 30% of the males say they have a diagnosed mental illness. So they're already whacked. They already have a, you know, struggle with discerning what reality is. Democrats know it. And that's why they spend so much time faking reality. Folks, think about this for a minute. If you've ever known a mentally ill person or you know what mental illness is, what is it? It is at its heart the inability to correctly perceive reality. When you do not correctly perceive reality, you react in ways to reality that seem sick, twisted. That's the part, that's the heart of mental illness. Democrats are literally programming mental illness, as are these 42 lying judges. They're programming mental illness. They are distorting reality itself in order to get a mentally ill reaction to real but not very scary things. This Comey letter painting Comey as a free speech martyr. Last time I checked, Comey was alive. Charlie Kirk was dead. And Comey's latest free speech foray was to encourage these same Black Bloc thug liberal activists to kill Trump. Remember 86-47? Yet these judges are painting him as a political dissident, someone who must be freed through violence. And this is what scares me the most, folks. It's working. This poll, folks, to me is the most insane thing of the week, especially since it was done by NPR, PBS, and Marist from the left. So you know it's worse than this. Headline: agreement that political violence may be necessary to right the country grows. A full 30% of the American population now say violence may be necessary to right the ship of America. Now listen to this. This is the part. It's up 11 points since April 2024. And they admit, listen, quote, an increase driven by Democrats. This is remarkable. NPR, PBS, Marist admitting this isn't right. This is Democrats driving this. They write 18 months ago, and I'll put the link in the sources. You can read this yourself. 18 months ago, just 12% of Democrats agreed we need to participate in violence to right the ship of America. Now it's at 28%. The only good news in here is that the highest number in years agree the country's gone too far in restricting free speech. The bad news is most of those people, a lot of those people, I should say, are Democrats who have no idea the dictatorship people like me lived under for all those years under Biden, where our accounts were so restricted, our speech was so restricted, or we flat out lost those accounts. I mean, I'm on my third YouTube account. They took the others. Folks, this is a recipe for violence. This laughable imagery, the talking points of a dictatorial Trump rolling in with troops to round up brown people and black people, with that 28% of Democrats agreeing, hey, you know, we're going to have to go to violence. Depending on the poll, it's 3 to 6% of Republicans. And the difference here, and you can see this in this poll, the Republicans, when they're talking about, like, who's this violence going to be with, they give a very different answer from the Democrats. They say the violence, that'll be the us versus the protesters. We're going to have to put these protesters down. They're getting violent. Whereas with Democrats, when they're asked, okay, like, who's the violence going to be toward, they overwhelmingly say public officials. So you can see the picture emerging here. Republicans are reluctant to engage in violence, are saying we may have to if this continues, just to stop the protesters from killing the politicians. Whereas the Democrats are saying, hey, we need violence against politicians. Folks, when you get to 28% of Democrats think we need violence, that pool is massive for potential assassins. Honestly, I've been of the opinion for a while, J.D. Vance and Donald Trump probably shouldn't leave the grounds of the White House. I really wish they wouldn't. It scares me to death. But folks, this is a dramatic escalation. I don't know where it's going to end, but I don't think it's anywhere good.
Terra Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.